Hi.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
You won't believe what happened to me today.
What?
Wayne County Community College called the set and wants me to teach an extension class.
How to blow yourself up 101.
You know, these barbs draw blood sometimes. No, it's actually a 12-week course in auto repair.
You'd be great teaching auto shop.
That's what the dean said. I don't know. What do I know about teaching?
Well, isn't that kind of what you do on tool time?
No. Tool time is a veiled attempt at entertainment. Teaching is serious business. I mean, you're talking about kids' futures. If you don't prepare just right, I mean, they're going to heckle you, throw spitwads at you.
Parents do this stuff in college.
Want to bet?
Look, you're always saying that you want to be able to give something back to the automotive community.
Give them 30% of my annual income already.
Now look, you'll finally get to share your knowledge of cars.
I share that knowledge with you guys all the time.
Yeah, but now you'll be sharing it with someone who's actually interested.
Community College is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Welcome. Thank you, Heidi.
Oh, no, man, it's Billy. But we trade him for Heidi.
Thank you, Flat Top.
I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and for the next 12 weeks, you will be my assistants.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Today, we're going to start talking about the most important part of a car.
The back seat.
No, actually, they'll be covering that in Miss Hensley's class down the hall. Our bodies, ourselves. We're going to focus on the engine, actually.
Right.
No, sit. You don't need tools today. All you need is paper and pencils. I'm going to do a little history lesson about the internal combustion engine. It's interesting because most people don't know it was developed in a little village in France. Very good spit-to-wad ratio on that. Very nice, very nice. Now, is this just not interesting? Is that the problem?
We came here to get our hands dirty.
Oh, really? Well, look, the school curriculum says the first lesson is just lecture, okay?
Since when does a tool man follow instructions?
Right, you didn't follow him when you fell in that porta-potty.
You know, this material is boring, but it may come up on a test.
You make the tests.
I do. I can give D's rather than get them? I'm a kid. All right, these are my subjects. I say, let's get greasy.
Mom, we gotta get to the movies.
Yeah, I know. I just gotta set up the table for your dad. He's really running late. I hope he didn't forget about the poker game.
Dad forget about poker? It's like Mark forgetting to be a dork.
Or Randy forgetting to wear the color puke.
Can we get through the rest of this evening without any more insults, do you think?
Mom, I'll drive to the movies. Geek boy and vomit shirt can sit in the back.
Sorry, I'm late. Thanks for putting the table together for me.
Oh, how'd your first class go?
It was great. So much energy. I love school.
And I think hell just froze over.
The 2 hours went by like that. They picked my brain clean.
What'd you do for the other hour and 59 minutes?
I thought about what I was going to buy with your allowance.
I want to hear all about the class when we get back from the movies, okay?
You don't have to leave. I'm making a big vat of my mucho macho chili for the guys. Stick around.
Five men in a vat of chili.
You might want to get a hotel room.
Later.
Gary.
All right, cut those. You bet. Everybody in. The game, gentlemen, is five-card draw. Jack's back, snake in the grass. Mm.
So, Professor Tim, how was your first day in the world of academia?
It was great, Wilson. I have a really cool group of students.
Hey, doing roll call. Is anybody named Seymour Butts?
Or Jacques Strap?
Or K.O. Pectate?
When was the last time you were ever on a college campus, Harry?
Oh, let's see. I got out of NOM in 71, so that would make it never.
You ever thought of going back to school, Al?
I don't know. What would I do at school?
Oh, you could become a lab experiment.
Let's go, guys. I got rent to pay.
You don't pay rent. You mooch off your aunt.
It was a figure of speech.
Right up there with my wallet's in the car. All right, I need two, and I'm in. Anybody want chili?
Is it spicy?
Take the chrome off a bumper with this stuff.
I'll eat it. Extra onions.
How can you digest that stuff?
I said I'd eat it. I never said I'd digest it.
Gary, you want some chili?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to irritate my colon.
Gee, thanks for sharing. Al, you want some of this?
Oh, no, that stuff is way too spicy. Do you have any salt-free crackers?
Yeah, right here. Just have Benny lick the salt off for you. Wilson, you want some?
Ooh, no chili for me. You know, I just got my cholesterol results. I wish my IQ was that high.
Wait a second. It is.
You sound like a bunch of geezers.
Well, there's a very good reason for that.
We are. You know, I'm reminded of the English novelist Anthony Powell, who said that getting old is like being increasingly penalized for a crime you never committed.
This is crazy. Guys, come on. We got our whole lives ahead of us, you know? You think young, you are young. We're young, right?
Yeah, we're young.
That was pathetic. Come on, say it. We're young.
We're young.
Yeah, we're vital.
We're vital.
Yeah. Yeah. Now go out there and grab life by the yahoos.
Yahoo!
Yeah. Let's get this game going. I want to be in bed by 10.
All right, that's it for the day, everybody. Good job. Clean up your stations. I'll see you next time. All right. Oh, wait. Quick. Pop quiz. What's the coolest car of all time?
72 Eldorado convertible.
No.
Oh, 67 Mustang Fastback.
Interesting, but so wrong.
66 Carmen Ghia.
Get some help, Grant. Get some help.
65 GTO with a 389 tri-power.
Color?
Montero red.
Montero red. So close, yet so definitely wrong. Palmetto blue. Palmetto blue.
Wait a minute. Are we getting graded on this?
Just you, Heidi.
Billy. This is Billy.
Hey, Tim. We're headed over to Carmine's for pizza. You want to come with us?
Well, you sure you want to be seen with your teacher?
Oh, well, you're not like a teacher, Mr. Taylor. You're cool.
So you cats dig me, huh?
Up until that last sentence we did.
You know, Grant, you're starting to remind me of me at your age.
Thanks.
It's not a good thing.
Come on, we'll ride together.
I don't know.
Come on.
Shotgun!
Oh, wait. So the guy says to the bartender, I don't get it. Who keeps saying all these nice things about me? And the bartender says, it's the peanuts. They're complimentary. This is good.
Eight pieces of pizza, I'm still laughing. Oh, that wasn't that funny in the car with the windows rolled up, was it?
Ooh, I'm still hungry. You got anything to eat?
Fridge is right there. Help yourself.
Is this your old lady?
Yeah.
Although when you meet her, I might use some other term.
She's a babe.
Yeah, she is a babe. Think she's a honey. Wait till you see the honey I got in the garage.
Hey, can I eat this? Looks like tuna casserole.
For your own safety, Grant. Don't touch the casserole. Put it down slowly, back away, and don't make eye contact.
Whoa! It's a 55 Nomad.
Fully restored.
And fully restored again after you drop that beam on it. Mr. Taylor, what do you got under the hood?
395 horses. Listen.
And that sounds awesome.
Yeah, but I bet it wouldn't beat my Firebird off the line.
You don't think so?
Why don't we go find out?
Oh, right. You want to go drag race at 12 o'clock at night? All right.
Our first field trip.
Oh.
Tim, what's going on?
Hey, guys. This is my babe. This is Grant. It's Brett. It's Billy.
Hi. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sorry to bother you, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. I was just, sleeping. What are you doing revving up the engine at this hour?
That was stupid. That's why I'm taking it outside.
Now?
Yeah, I'm going to go out and do a little comparative driving.
You're going to go drag racing?
No, I'm not going to take those kids drag racing. We'll just do a little cruising around, you know. Wouldn't it be cool to see your old man take those kids off the line?
Are you insane? You have to go to work tomorrow. You should get some sleep.
I don't need any sleep. I got more energy than I've ever had, thanks to you.
Me?
If you had encouraged me, I wouldn't be with these guys having fun. I'd be upstairs in bed with you. Gotta go. Who wants more breakfast chili?
What's the difference between breakfast chili and dinner chili?
Well, in this case, about a week.
You know, how can you have so much energy after spending the whole night with a bunch of guys screwing around with cars?
Well, I think you answered your own question, didn't you?
I still don't get it. Why would your students want to hang out with you?
Because they're sucking up?
You know, you gotta be pretty desperate to suck up to an auto shop teacher.
Guys, come on, you're gonna be late for school.
Oh, we don't want that now, do we?
No, we don't. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye. Am I crazy or not? I hear you coming in at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
You're crazy. It's supposed to be 2:45. Hey, do you have any plans next Tuesday night?
No. Why? What's up?
I think it'd be a cool idea to invite some of the students and their girlfriends over for dinner.
Tuesday night's your poker night.
I'll skip it.
You have played poker every single Tuesday night for the last 7 years.
It's getting to be a real drag, okay? All those guys do is talk about their bodily functions.
You love bodily functions.
Yeah, but I'm a doer, not a talker.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Welcome to Tool Time on Location, starring that man in the tub, Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Tim the Tool Man Taylor!
Thank you, Heidi.
Welcome.
And welcome to Tool Time here on Location. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and speaking of tubs, here's Al Borland.
Thank you, Tim. Well, this week we're going to be doing a little repair work on the Burnett family bathroom. And to get the ball rolling, we have our friend and master plumber, Felix Myman, who's going to show us how to get rid of a really nasty sink clog.
And they say there's nothing good on TV. Felix, come on and join us.
Hello, Tim.
Felix, how you doing?
Great to have you back.
You know, Felix has more of his work on TV than any other plumber that I know.
Years ago, I had my own cable show, Pipe Styles of the Rich and Famous.
Felix, from now on, let me do the jokes, okay?
Well, why don't we plunge right in?
Al?
All right, well. Now, the first thing you want to do is determine the nature of your clog.
Well, my guess is there's something foreign caught in the pipes.
You think? Foreign, you mean like a Volkswagen, maybe Julio Iglesias. Maybe Stonehenge is in there.
I'm on the clock, Tim. Every one of your jokes is costing you money.
Not to mention our viewers.
To clear a foreign object through the pipe, I use a snake.
That's pretty old-fashioned stuff, actually, Felix. All the hip young guys are using compressed air to clear their clogs.
Well, that's fine if you got hip young pipes, Tim. But these are old pipes. Compressed air can damage old plumbing.
That's right. A snake may be slower, but it's trusty and reliable.
Trusty and reliable. Are there two duller words in the English language?
Well,
wait a minute. Yeah, there are. Al, you don't have a middle name, do you?
Well, this clog won't budge. I'm going to need a snake with a retrieving auger.
Wait a minute. Felix, come on. Go with compressed air. It's now. It's going with the flow, baby.
If there was any flow, we wouldn't be here. I'm going to get my
Thank you.
All right, well, while Felix gets the retrieving auger, why don't we just take the time now to...
Not so fast, Al. While he's gone. Heidi, my master blaster, please.
For yours.
Thank you, Heidi.
We might want to remind our viewers that these are old pipes, and the master blaster blows compressed air at 1,400 PSI.
Well, it used to. Until I removed the regulator, now it goes at 3,000 PSI.
Tim, that's an awful lot of pressure.
The tool man works great under pressure.
What are you doing?
I'm clearing my pipes with compressed air. Now, don't burst my bubble.
That's not the only thing that your bubble is going to burst. I worked on a sub in the Navy, and I know that sound.
What happens next?
I'm going AWOL. I'm going down.
Thanks, honey, for making this dinner, huh?
I wanted to. I've never seen you so excited about a dinner party.
It's going to be great. And for dessert, everyone will go out the garage. I'll introduce us all to the hot rod.
The dinner party of my dream.
Hey, come on in.
Hey, Tim. Hey, this is Christy.
Hi, Christy.
That's in.
Hi.
We'll see you. Well, girls, this is my wife. Everybody, this is Jill.
Hi. It is so nice to meet you, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, please call me Jill.
I love your house. It reminds me of my mom's. This place is so retro.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you, where'd you find all this great 80s furniture?
In the 80s.
Do you guys want some drinks, sodas, or
no, thanks. I brought brewskis.
Yeah.
None for me. I'm driving.
Whoa!
Oh,
party.
Can I get somebody a glass or a paper towel?
No, no, thanks.
How's that carpet doing? Well, we got some hot hors d'oeuvres here. Do you want to wait till Bill and his girl get here?
No. Oh, they may not be coming.
Well, they didn't call or anything.
They were thinking of going to a club, so they play it by ear.
Well, Jill planned the party for 8 people. She took a lot of work to do that, you know?
No, no, it's okay. It just means there's more food for the rest of us.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Then again, maybe not.
This meal was delicious, Jill.
Oh, thanks, thanks. Oh, my God, the chicken's all gone.
I'm sorry. Did you want some?
No, no. I'm just so surprised that anyone ate my chicken.
You know, it was real nice of you guys to come by tonight.
Yeah, we know it's a school night and everything.
Oh, not for me. We're playing hooky tomorrow because it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's the big 2-3.
Grant and I are going to go and pick out a ring.
Oh, are y'all getting married?
No. Grant's buying me a nose ring.
Well, nothing says I love you like a piece of steel right through the nostril, huh?
No, I wanted to get a nose ring, but Brett here thinks it's gross.
I'm with Brett.
He wants me to get a navel ring instead.
Yeah. So it'll match mine.
Oh, cool. Matching his and her lip traps.
Whoa. Can I use your phone?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, Jill's in college right now.
Yeah, I went back for my master's in psychology. It was really hard to go back at my age, but I've always been fascinated by the complexity of the human mind.
Cake party in Ypsilanti! Billy says we should all get in the car and drive up.
I can fit 6 in my truck. I've got the camper shell on.
And if we leave now, we can get there for the first round of Thumper. Woo!
Hello. Wait. What about dessert? Jill baked a real nice cake. Go out the garage, look at the hot rod. What do you think?
We can do that some other time.
Yeah, come on, Jill, let's party.
Oh, no, look, guys, I'm sorry, but there's no way on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock that I can drive to Ypsilanti. I've got classes in the morning, and I got to get 3 kids off to school.
How about you, Tim? If we pull an all-nighter, we can get you back to tool time in the morning.
Let me think about it. No. I got a real busy day tomorrow. I got to go to small claims court about a little bathroom issue.
If you don't want to go to Ypsilanti, then we don't have to go.
No, back. No, you guys go. Have a good time. We'll see you in class on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Mind if we take a piece of cake?
Oh, no, please. Help yourself.
Bye, thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, okay?
Bye, Jill.
Oh, yeah, okay, bye. Drive carefully.
Bye.
Well, they seem very nice.
Yeah, yeah, they did, didn't they? If you like immature, irresponsible, rude people, they're real nice.
Honey, they're kids. They were just acting like kids do.
We never acted like that when we were in college.
Tim, do you remember anything about college?
I remember there were a lot of stairs.
I'm sorry that this evening didn't work out the way you expected.
Well, I don't know what I expected. I mean, I'm not 21 years old anymore.
Yeah, but I bet it was fun to pretend you were for a couple of weeks. Did you ever envision yourself in the future, married in the suburbs, three kids?
Nope. I figured I'd spend the rest of my life driving around my van. Listen, Inna got a DeVita on an 8-track.
I guess it's not so bad to be 40 instead of 20. Feels good to be settled down, have some roots, even though they're getting gray.
Huh. Have a job, some money in the bank. It's good. We don't have to worry about getting lucky on New Year's Eve.
We just have to worry about staying awake on New Year's Eve.
So how was it being married to a college kid for a couple of weeks?
Well, the sex was a lot better.
Well, no small thanks to the moves I learned from Mrs. Hensley.
Mrs. Hensley?
Yeah, she had a class, university. Our bodies, ourselves. She's 75, and she can do some wacky things with an overhead projector. I'll tell you that right now.
I know that sound. I worked in the Navy on the sub.
What happens next?
I'm AWOL.